We just kept going. I never thought people could be so different. And that person had been healed of cancer here and kept that cancer off of herself. And it was wonderful. And don't wonder who it is. It doesn't matter. But they verbalized that that's why they left here, and a couple of other things that they didn't like that they thought we were doing wrong. I'm going to tell you something. We do a lot of things wrong. We ain't perfect. I've stood up here and told you, hey, if I've offended you, I know I have. Just forgive me. I just ask, and if you need something more, you see me after church, and I'll try to do it. But I'm going to tell you something that I refuse to apologize for, and that's by moving the way Jesus would move, okay? Moving the way Jesus would move. And that person's cancer came back on him. I don't know. You know, it wasn't enough. The word that was received here, don't you get a powerful word here? The word of life and stuff like that. And now I just want to stand up here, and this isn't anybody but me talking. I'm just the founder of this place. We just got this beautiful bench right in front of the Manna Center. And Kelly, could you tell us what it says? Listen to this. This is for Gary Keenan again.
Well, kind of a little backstory. Back a few months ago, we were at Boonville, and Carson had a soccer game. And I always get to pick where we eat because I'm a brat. And so I told Frank I was going to let him pick one time where we got to eat. And he picked Pinjamos up in Boonville, which is a Mexican restaurant. I was really kind of put out by that because at that point I was sick of eating Mexican food because I eat it all the time here because that's like the only restaurant in Paris. And so we ate at this place. It was just like any other Mexican restaurant to me, nothing special. And I was really just kind of baffled because I thought, Lord, I know that you have me here for a reason because I could feel that. And I thought, I don't know why you would want me in this Mexican restaurant eating this food that I'm not going to be happy with. And so I walked out the door, and just instantly I was just drawn to this little park right across the street from this restaurant. And I walked over there, and when I walked over there, it was like a circle of all these beautiful benches that were in honor of people. And when I saw that, it was just like God showed me where he wanted this bench. He said, I want you to honor Gary. I want you to put this in the Manna Center. And it just, we have waited and waited and waited for this bench for quite a while. And, of course, the day before our ribbon cutting for the Manna Center, it comes in. And just unexpectedly, and I thought, well, I mean, we had to have a forklift. This thing was palleted to a forklift, and it was in pieces. And Jim, he was like, Kelly, I wanted this to be a surprise for you, but I have got this bench all put together for you. So it was just like God worked it out. I mean, just perfect, perfect timing.
Amen. Amen. Now, I remember saying this, and I never thought anybody would. I remember I was sitting right over there, and I'm going to go right over there right now. I was sitting on this bench, Sam. And I said, now, if anybody doesn't like that we paid for that tombstone, I forgot what I said, but it was something like, so what, basically. And I'm going to say that again. I think everybody in here, as I look around, this is your church. This is the kind of church, okay? We try to help people. We try to help anybody. I've never seen anybody work any harder than Kelly and feed more people, just anybody. Now, you have to understand something. Every week, there are people that are talking about my daughter. They're talking about me. They're talking about our church, and we're feeding them anyway. We're feeding them anyway. You know why? That's what Jesus would do. See? You know, the one person I don't want to leave here is Jesus. And I can tell you right now, I feel Jesus right now. Yeah. I feel the Lord. I feel committed to the purpose that he's put in us to open our hearts and show people what would Jesus do? there's a lot of confusion in the body. I am very interdenominational. I include all denominations, but I'm going to share this. There are whole bodies of churches that are run by deacon boards that don't have the slightest idea what, and they think they should hoard up and keep their money. What for? Money isn't to keep. Money's to spend. And you know what? Money in this ministry is to spend on the people that are in this ministry, the people that we can touch. None of us here are rich. There's a lot of things I could teach, but just wouldn't cause so much offense. I could teach you how to live debt-free. I could teach you how to be blessed in many ways, but those teachings, they bring an offense. This world is upset right now. I believe Jesus is coming, but for the people that listen, like that man over there, that man right there, I taught him how to be blessed. I tried to teach everybody, not everybody listens, but he listened, and he's blessed. He's about a 35-year project here, but we love you. We love you no matter what. And if this is offensive to any of you, you really need to look at your heart if that bothers you, that we would try to help somebody. Well, why don't you help somebody every service? I don't know. I guess we would if we could. We're not rich, but we are debt-free. This church has been debt-free. I bought a house in June of 1986, and in April of 1987, I paid it off. So we entered the ministry here in May of 1987. We started Paris Christian Center. We started debt-free. And I'm telling you, there's so many people that wanted to threaten me and hurt my family and rob us out. Now, I'm just sharing my heart. Is this offensive to anybody? Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? But I'm telling you what I did. I did what God said. Here's what God told me. Angelo, I've taught you. It's in you. There's an anointing to live debt-free, and I did it. I'm debt-free today. This church is debt-free. Everything that you see, it's all debt-free. We own property on Kalamazoo Road. We own the Mark Bain Center, the man. It's all debt-free. And you know what? If you wanted to learn, you could learn. I could teach you. But God loves you. And of course, it's offensive. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. People will rise up against one another. Churches can't get along. Armies, nations can't get along. It's just crazy. But what we have to do, you know what? If we don't do what everybody else does and we do what Jesus would do, see, that's the master question. There's a movie called What Would Jesus Do? If you get a chance, you need to see it. It's a good movie. It's a life-changing movie. And God's good, and God loves every one of you. And I'm so proud. Did you read what that was? What it said? She forgot. I want you to, I want to shout this from the rooftop. And if anybody's offended, well. But this is for Gary. But if you knew Gary, I had to preach this for you. Days before Christmas, I knew I was going to be in a room full of young people that had questions. It was one of the hardest things. I had to see my doctor. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. When Gary was about this high, Mary would dress him up in a little suit, a little tie, and he'd follow me around. He'd follow me around with the Kleenex box. He just was the sweetest young fella. He died in Dwayne's arms. He died in Dwayne's arms, okay? So if we were a little bit intense here, we got a reason to be. And you know what? We're not just that. We're also convinced of what Jesus would do. And what Jesus wouldn't do is the fighting and the bickering and the hating that people do against there isn't a day that goes by that my daughter isn't people picking on her. For one stupid reason or another, can I tell you something? We don't give a flip. We're going to be here. We're going to bless people. We're going to love people all that we can. And you know what? If I were you, I'd try to think of some way to raise somebody else's kids. buy somebody else a car. You know, I told Sam, I don't think he'd mind me telling us, I believed in his business. Well, I gave him his business. I gave him Aaron's Unlimited. It's made thousands and tens of thousands of dollars since I gave it to him. And I believed in what he was doing. And I had a brand new Bad Boy lawnmower, zero turn, and trailer. And I gave him that. You know, why don't you say to the Lord, I want to do something that nobody else will do. That girl right over there, our church bought her a car. She still got that car. She took care of that car. He still got that lawnmower. And you know what? I told him, he wanted to quit that job so bad. It's okay to say this? Yeah, he don't mind. People, you know, you get somewhere, you ask for something, you pray about something, you want it, you get it, and then you wanna do something else. That doesn't make any sense. Well, I said, now Sam, my God, he wanted to go to Reims. Well, Reims is in Mexico now, along with the cartel. And the best dadgum beans you've ever ate in your life. But he still got that equipment. He's still making money with that equipment. Everything, now listen, this is really going to, I really want to upset somebody tonight. Everything I touch turns to gold. Everything I touch. And can I tell you something? Money comes to me. I came here and I was looking at our little house. We had a little 980 square foot house and we were just starting the ministry and I was washing dishes. Millie was at work. The kids was at school. And I looked out the window and I was concerned. People that were with me, they left me. They had a few bucks and they left me. They just left it like, well, you won't do what we want, so you're going to close down. Well, I believed him. The Lord said, Angelo, and I looked out there in my pond, and there's a big old catfish about this big, and there's a raven trying to catch it and eat it. The Lord said, Angelo, you go get that fish. And I went and got it. He said, now you prepare it. You cook it, and you eat it. And he told me something I never forgot. He said, all those angels on the cross, when Jesus was on the cross, that he did not command that he could have had those angels, he said, I give them to you and people like you. And he said, if you'll listen to me, you will never go hungry. And the people that came against you, if you don't deal with them, I will deal with them. And I'm telling you what, I was a young fellow with beautiful black hair, big and fat guy. Oh, man, I was really something. Well, look at me now. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't kid yourself. I'm more deadly than ever before. Money comes to me even more. It'll come to you. Well, what about money? Well, I hate to say this. You know, all this food that we get takes money. You see these beautiful buildings like this here? I'm not even going to tell you how much that bench costs. I'm going to let Kelly tell you when she's ready. She's in, I'm not telling. Because you know what? Nothing is too good for Gary Keenan. Nothing is too good for Gary Keenan. And you know what? He got saved before he died. Just about 40 minutes before that explosion up there, them boys was praying for their pawpaw. Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you. If you don't want that kind of a gospel, there's all kinds of gospels here. Money is for spending, for giving, to sowing into people's lives, to love people with it, okay? And the last, Dwayne, the last thing I ever worry about is money. You know why? It just comes to me. And as long as I keep giving it, I couldn't listen to that. You know, when do you give? When the Holy Spirit says to give. That's when I give. Now, if you don't think you're having church tonight, you better think about it. When the Holy Spirit says to give, that's what I give. What do you give? Whatever he says. Whatever he says. And I've proved it. I ain't just talking. I proved it. And I want, you know, what I want most, I want you to have that kind of a life and joy and happiness and peace and enough to eat. And I think we're giving away food tonight. I think we got some strawberries and some beautiful sweet potatoes. Oh, my gosh. And I want to take the last few minutes. Go ahead, Sam. Cabrin, could you put Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 up there?
If you don't give that by trying to hold on to that $2 you got when God's telling you to give, you know, God told me to do some things, and I did it, and I came to church today. And all I was tired. First time I ever come to church, I came a few times, a person came up to me and goes, oh, that Brother Angelo, him and his family, they got two or three cars, and my mother's car broke down, and they won't come and get her. Now, you're supposed to get offended and be offended with the people. You know what I thought? I only got one car. I want to have two or three cars like Brother Angelo. Yeah. I came to church and worshiped God the following week. I don't know where the people are that were talking bad about you, but, you know, I don't think nobody's in here offended. But man, if you'll get a hold of God, because I just got a hold of God, man, I got people that in my corner that are millionaires and lawyers and everything else, but I thank God for that. And it didn't come in one day. It came by doing the word of God.
You got to pray. You got to get the word inside of you. It's got, you know, it's alive, and you've got to eat it. You can't just eat the worldly things. You've got to eat the word. You've got to be able, how many Bible verses? If somebody came and said, I'm going to shoot you if you don't know 25 Bible verses, would we be having a revival dinner, or would we be having a funeral for you? And if you don't know hundreds of Bible verses, you best get to getting, because that's what it takes. And this is what the word says. This is a key verse for me. And I put that in others, and others have put it back into me. Now unto him that is able, he is able. But what is it then? He is able, but what about you? Do you know how to receive from God? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power that work. And you know what? Money is nothing. It's when I want my prayers to change people's lives. We recently, David come back, is living with us. And the Lord said, Angelo, I want you to finish what you started in that boy. I'm going to tell you something. My joy is to give my life away to people that want it, that think it's worth something, because I didn't think I had anything to give. When I was crying myself to sleep at night, and my hands were cold in Chicago, and couldn't hardly get a glass of milk, I'll tell you what, God's taken me a long way from that. But what he had to do, he had to give me a heart that cared about other people. I didn't feel I could walk away from Kaylin tonight and not try to do something. And can I just tell you something? I'm really trying to offend you tonight. You know what I knew? That even this small group of people, and he needed 250 and he got 270 something. Is that right? Did I hear you? I think we should give Jesus a big... God was saying, well, I want to bless Caleb. Where can I go? Can I take him to this one or this one? No, they wouldn't. But that little church with just a handful of people, we're gonna get him all he needs for tonight. Okay. And that's wonderful. And you know what? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding. Yeah, he's able, but can you get him can you get under the spout? Where the blessings are coming out? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to get into that spout? Do you know how to give? You know what? If you're really my family, then I need to do exactly what I just did. And if you're really my family, and you are, and you moved and God blessed you, and I'm going to ask, I'm going to give the girls a break tonight. I'm going to ask if those two fellas over here come and help me. I'm going to ask you to make an altar. Well, what about your message? Hey, they flow out of me. If I still like it next week, I'll preach it next week. If not, I'll just have it logged. But make an altar. Make yourself happy. Be proud of yourself for what you just did. And give us some good altar music. Thank you, Father. Is the music still working up there? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Everybody, look at me for just a minute. Everybody, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to tell you something. Every one of you, you just had church. You just had church. Because what good is church if it don't change your heart? If you can't feel other people's hunger or their grief, what good is it? From now on, now, Kelly said, Dad, please don't die anytime soon. I'm going to try not. That is a 900-year bench. When you go and see it, try to pick it up. If you had to steal it, you'd have to have a forklift to steal it. I mean, you couldn't just pick it up. But you go and see. And did we say what it said yet? Would you say, tell them what it says on there? Okay. Look, I'm so far ahead. Could you put that picture of that bench up there so she could read that? Thank you, Cabron. In loving memory of Gary Allen Travis Keenan, son, brother, uncle, grandson, February 1988, December 2014. You want to know what this church is all about? Just go sit on the bench. Sit on the bench till you have an experience with God that changes your heart. I want to do one thing. I'm going to do it now. Everybody that wants to feel what this world needs, feel people's heart problems. I want you to stand up right now. I did not think that there would be too many people that didn't want that. That's why I did it. That's why I did it. Let me tell you something. We need that. We need to feel what people feel. You know what? I've said this from the pulpit many times. I've never changed anybody that I didn't love first, didn't try to love them. And I'm asking you to make peace with everybody tonight. And boys, if you would please, God bless you, can sit down. You take one side and you take the other side, and let's get everybody, and we'll be gone. I'm still ahead. Kelly, I can't hardly believe it. I'm like 3 minutes, I'm gonna get this done on time. And you're gonna get some nice food in here if you want it. We have all the food that you need. When you receive your emblem, Jesus said, with the bread, he took it and said, this is my body which is given for you. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He said, I'm the manna that came down from heaven. And when my daughter first said to me, God wants me to build a manna center, Dad, that words, those were eternal life. Those words were alive when they hit me. It made me want to pray. And it was, and I told Kelly, we was out there just a minute ago, and we was in there, we was facing north. I said, Kelly, I see a bigger extension to this building than there is right here. And you mark my words, you'll see it too. You'll see it come. If you need any supply in your spirit, soul, or body, if you have your emblem, stand up with me and tell God what you need. Don't tell anybody else, because I'm going to tell you something. If you can get God to understand it, Brother Autry taught me something. He said, God will answer any kind of prayer, Angelo, if you can get him to take your case. Autry Davis. Did you know Autry? My neighbor. Did you know him? Brother Autry? Yeah. I never heard anybody preach the word any better than him. He'd preach every message between 75 and 125 scriptures. Each message. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something. I didn't get it from anybody but the Holy Ghost. I want you to break that emblem. And as you're breaking it, what you're saying is, I put Jesus on the cross. I'm not worried about what Pontius Pilate did, the Roman soldier, the person next to me. I put him on the cross. My sin put him on the cross. He died for me. And that means something to me. And then if you would say with me, Father in heaven, thank you for giving me a Savior. I really could not save myself. Thank you for not abandoning me. Thank you for Jesus. If that's your case, would you please eat with me? And fellas, one of you take that room, half the room. Don't forget the guys up there. This cup is very special. It is the blood of Jesus. It's got more power than actual blood because it's been anointed. This service has been anointed. This is a communion service. It's an anointed service.